There's been a lot of talk and a lot of money made and lost with cryptocurrencies. It's easy to get carried away with the hype, but we wanted to delve a little deeper. We're at Luno HQ in Cape Town, where engineering manager Rick Kleinhans is talking about why crypto is getting the attention it is and about Luno's different approach. He's also got the simple steps you can take to get your slice of cryptocurrency.
Why cryptocurrency, for me, basically comes down to the idea of an open financial system. It's a pretty big and unique thing. We have an opportunity to build something for finance that is similar to what was built for communication with the internet. It's a unique opportunity and it's an exciting thing to be involved in. I think something that's also unique from the early days of the internet when you had networks evolving, it was very difficult to get involved. Here you can spend 50 Rand, get some cryptocurrency and have some exposure to the upside of this new ecosystem that's evolving. Being able to get exposure to an experiment for so cheap is pretty good. 50 rands worth of upside on the internet, even if it fails, it's fine. Flying cars failed, but if you had 50 rand to put into flying cars and 50 rand into the Wright brothers building planes, and you did both, then things would have worked out pretty well for you. And the role that decentralized currencies are playing in an open financial system growing across the world, where you can send and receive money from anyone in the world with just a computer and an internet connection, is pretty special. And unlike any other tools to send money, it works without the need to trust the middleman. SnapScan is just in South Africa, but not in Zimbabwe. Apple Pay is just in America, but it's not here. Wherever you are, anyone, you can just send them some money and access it globally. There is definitely certain successes that have already occurred within the ecosystem. For remittances between different countries in Africa and Southeast Asia, you're already seeing the use case and seeing people moving money more easily with Bitcoin or other cryptocurrencies than they would with traditional services. And just the security that Bitcoin is offering, the computing power of the Bitcoin network offers more security than like all the computing power of the US government and Google and Facebook and everyone put together. So that's already an interesting feat as it stands. We were quite early movers in the markets for companies offering the ability to go between a local currency, not just crypto and crypto, but a crypto and a local currency. We can offer, stable currency pairs between local currency and cryptocurrencies, which most other people can't, especially if you're talking internationally in many countries. Dealing with the banks is something that a lot of cryptocurrency companies choose not to do. Don't care about the banks, the governments, all this stuff. We've always taken a very different approach and tried to collaborate quite closely with regulators and tax authorities and banks and all these things to take them along on the journey and help form the regulations. So it's basically just a couple of easy steps. You can either go to luno.com, sign up on the website, or if you're a mobile user, Android or iOS, just download the app. And once you've got the app, it's basically just verify your email address, take a picture of your ID, and then you're set. You can buy some Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Bitcoin Cash. So there's three different ones. They're all available, and we're always investigating new ones and what people are using.
Decrypto is everything you need to know about buying, trading, and spending cryptocurrency. Brought to you by Luno, only on cliffcentral.com.